We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south-of-the-border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Well, all right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, and, of course, streaming at YouTube on the South Point Streaming Network. We welcome you to the show, and we are finally here at the end. Want to welcome our listeners in Las Vegas here who listen to us on our anchor radio station as they're zipping around town. And that, of course, is Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. Of course, it is the play-by-play network here in Las Vegas of the Los Angeles Rams as well. And of course, all of the other websites that we have that we stream at, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. And then we have the podcasting that we have, and, of course, all of the other platforms that we are at. And, of course, on your devices, your iPhone, Android, and Google phone, you go to your app station, or your app store, I should say, and you can get the YouTube app to see and hear us on YouTube, and, of course, the KSHP app if you want to listen to us through the radio station. However, whenever, wherever you get us, welcome to the Race Day Show. As I say, we come to an end. We are coming to an end of all of our shows for 2024. Today is our final show this year. But that's kind of overdramatic because we usually take off Monday and Tuesday anyhow, and so Wednesday is the first of the new year. But in any case, right at the top of the show, we want to wish everybody out there a happy new year. Just stay safe and stay calm and stay safe and be well and just enjoy yourself on New Year's Eve coming up on Tuesday evening. And we'll be here on New Year's Day for a full rack of racetracks that will be running on New Year's Day, including Santa Anita. And of course, we'll be here through the week as well, the first week of 2025, Wednesday through Sunday, as our normal schedule will resume. But we do want to wish everybody a very happy New Year. Reflecting on this year, 2024, I got to tell you right now, I want to thank both all of you who listen and watch and chat with us. Without you guys, it just ain't worth anything. So we want to, first of all, thank all of you who participate with us and all of you who watch and listen to the show as well. You make it worthwhile. And I also want to thank all of our great handicappers, Jonathan Ardoon, John Lendo, Rich Eng, Jerry Jackowitz. You know they've been doing a yeoman's job for us. And when we put together this staff of handicappers, all I ever wanted were guys that knew what they were doing, that did the hard work, and bet what they say they give out. And that's exactly what they do. So I want to thank them very much, especially Jonathan Ardoon this week has been really on a tear. You remember that in the Lafitte Pinkai Junior Handicap, he came up with a $34 winner for us in that race. And then he took a stand against Mystic Dan in the Malibu. He was right there, got the winner of that race as well, along with John Lendo. And, of course, yesterday he said you can beat White of Barrio in his race in the Harlan's Holiday, I believe it was, at Gulfstream. I'll check and make sure that is the name of the race. Oh, it's the Mr. Prospector. Pardon me. In the Mr. Prospector, he took a stand against White of Barrio and came up with the winner, Mufasa. So not only is our handicappers picking winners, but they're also pointing towards horses that would be favorites, that would be favorites in races that are subject to getting beat. And they were. Jonathan got him beat yesterday. I think he was 1-5 for the longest time. I think he closed at 2-5. White of Barrio did. Didn't win, ran second to Mufasa. So our handicappers do great work, and I want to thank them so much and wish them a very happy New Year. And on behalf of all of the listeners and certainly people that watch the Race Day show, we want to thank them for their efforts and giving us trying to point us towards winners and expect them to do the same in 2025. How about that? Let's keep the mojo going. Anyhow, I want to wish you all a happy New Year. If you happen to come in to Las Vegas, if you're going to be here coming up, starting tomorrow and, of course, celebrating the new year on Wednesday, you'll be part of 340,000 to 350,000 people showing up here. And I want to remind everybody, we got the big fireworks display up and down the strip at midnight, New Year's Eve, and the strip closing. The actual strip will be closed so people can actually use that as a pedestrian for crowds up and down the strip on New Year's Eve. And the Sphere here is doing something very special. They're going to do a worldwide international countdown as the new year starts to progress across the world. And it starts out in Sydney, Australia at 5 a.m. Pacific time. They will be doing individual countdowns on the Sphere in every time zone that the new years will come into play. So it'll go right from Sydney, Australia, right across the world, right through Europe, etc., East Coast, and then right through to midnight here in the West Coast at Pacific, in our Pacific time zone. That's going to be unique, that's for sure. But I want to remind everybody that, just enjoy yourself, be careful out there, and safe. And we wish you a very happy New Year on behalf of everybody here at Race Day, everybody here behind the scenes here in the studio, Sean and Ann and all of the folks there, wishing you just a very happy New Year. Now we can get started with the final show of 2024 because we still got a little business to take care of today. That's for sure. By the way, fifth day of Hanukkah. I want to remind everybody about that. And, of course, some things happened yesterday. One event happened yesterday due to the weather. The other one happened due to a spill in a race. We'll get started with reminding, just telling everybody that Oaklawn Park canceled their racing after the first race yesterday because of the inclement weather. Look, they're having a terrible weather going on down there in the south, and it prevails through today. Now, most of the action is going through the Midwest right now. Ohio, Indiana getting slammed, the Great Lakes area getting slammed, going through New York as well. Understand that we'll see how New York is. I believe that Aqueduct's going to be in good shape today. No, it isn't. Okay, Jonathan just told me it isn't. Okay, so we've got bad weather going through there, sloppy racetracks, etc. A little bit happening down in Florida. We'll wait and see how that shakes out at Gulfstream. They might be taking the races off of the turf at Gulfstream. We'll wait and see about that. But in any case, they had real bad weather going through the Gulf Coast area of Texas, Louisiana, etc. And they had a lot of tornadoes, etc. there. Anyhow, it made its way up through Arkansas. And so because of the very bad weather at Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas, they tried to run the races. After the first race, jocks and the establishment said, no moss, no more. It's too unsafe out there. So they canceled the races yesterday after the first race at Oaklawn Park. We're assuming they're running today. I just checked to see for any cancellations. We understand that there's a go today for them. Gulfstream Park yesterday. Now, Gulfstream Park yesterday, the first race was canceled. Here's what happened. It was a one-mile allowance race, an optional claiming turf event for fillies and mares. And it was declared a no contest by the track stewards after the three-year-old filly Roscoe Village stumbled and unseated jockey Jorge Ruiz. Now, Roscoe Village got up uninjured, but Ruiz was still on the ground. He was eventually taken to the Albuquerque Hospital for further evaluation. He was moving, but he had soreness and some neck pain. But as soon as the horse went down, they went into the first turn. There was a siren, an emergency siren that was initiated so the jockeys in the race could hear. When they hear the siren, they heard it. And several jockeys pulled up their mounts in the race when they heard the track's emergency sirens. And so after deliberation, they said no contest. So the first race was canceled yesterday at Gulfstream because of that spill. They were just taking precautionary measures when they hit the siren. It's kind of like telling the jockeys something's happening on the racetrack. I assume that they thought they might not be able to get Ruiz off the track and to the side safely before the horses made their way to the top of the stretch. And so they took the precaution, erred on the side of safety, and I think that was the right thing to do. So Gulfstream Park canceled the first race yesterday. Also, some other news. She Feels Pretty and Gosford, both winners on opening day at Santa Anita in their respective stakes races. They're going to get a break after those races, and they're going to take a little bit of a break and then come back a little bit later on after the Santa Anita opening day feature race wins. The Malibu winner, Raging Torrent, is they're expected to send him to Dubai for a race on April the 5th, the Godolphin Mile. They're pointing the Malibu winner, Raging Torrent, to the Godolphin Mile at Maidan. Remember, they have that big Dubai World Cup series of races there. And Forever Young. Remember Forever Young, the Japanese horse that came out, and they were talking about how great he was and all that, and he finished in a three-way hectic photo finish in the Kentucky Derby, and he was the horse that was almost mauled through the stretch in the Kentucky Derby by Sierra Leone and only got beat by a head and a nose. Well, you know, he came back for Breeders' Cup and didn't do well there. Well, Forever Young finally got his Grade 1 win. He won a Grade 1 stakes race in Tokyo yesterday. So congratulations to him. All right. We're going to get started with taking a look at what happened yesterday around the country. We will start with, I believe I got Gulfstream Park up first. Okay, yes, Gulfstream Park. We got two stakes races. Now, I went over this several times, so I'm going to see if I get it pronounced right. And Abundanshi, the Abundanshi Stakes, was won by Just a Care. Brian Lynch trained, Junior Alvarado rode him. Just a Care pays 960 outrunning Correa, and Shoot Out the Lights, who finished third in that stakes race. In the Mr. Prospector, as we went over with Jonathan Hardoon, he said that Whiteberry he thought was going to get beat. He gave a big case for Mufasa. and Mufasa did win the race. Really got the jump on White Oberio. White Oberio broke out of the starting gate and kind of went to last. And even the track announcer said, this 2-5 shot, by the way, that he said he just didn't look like he was firing. And he didn't. But he did wear down everything else to run second, but he was nowhere near threatening Mufasa. So Mufasa wins the Mr. Prospector. Tyler Gaffalione's third win of the day. That horse paid $10.20 as a pick on the show from Jonathan Hardoon. Oberio did finish second, and Little Vic finished third in that race. Trainers that won yesterday, Mike Maker, Brad Cox had a nice first-time starter in the fifth race, a two-year-old maiden. Tappan Street, that paid $6.60 with Luis Saez aboard. Todd Pletcher got a winner yesterday. Safi Joseph Jr. got two wins. He won the third race for the horse with Ired Ortiz Jr., who paid $4.20, and won the last race with Edgar Zayed's second win of the day, paying $16.20. Safi Joseph Jr. there. But I'm sure he would like to have won three, including the race that he trains with White Oberio, but that wasn't happening. The pick six out of six, paid $29,121.40 yesterday at Gulfstream. The late pick five, when you beat a horse like White Oberio, pays kind of nice. With the horses that paid $460, $960, $1180, $1020, and $1620, about $2,979.15 for the 50-cent pick five, beating that 2-5 shot. Aqueduct yesterday, sloppy racetrack. We'll wait and see what happens today. Dick Dutrow Jr. had a couple of winners. He won the first race with Manny Franco at $3 even. Came back in the seventh race with Dylan Davis aboard Skylander, paying $11 even. And by the way, Dylan Davis got that win for him. Manny Franco not only won the first race for Richard Dutrow, but he came back in the Alex M. Robb Stakes aboard Bank Frenzy and won that for Rudy Rodriguez, paying $4.70. Outrunning Doc Sullivan and Sheriff Bianco. Franco's winner, of course, his first winner was in the first race. And John Velasquez, jockey John Velasquez, had a couple of winners. He won the Gravesend Stakes. That was the third race on the card with the Maximus Meridius, paying $6.90 for Robert Reed Jr., outrunning Full Moon Madness and Running Son of a Gun. And then Velasquez came back in the fifth race aboard the favorite Native Melody at $4.60 for Wesley Ward. And, of course, Jose Lascano gets another winner with Linda Rice. They won the sixth race with Liberty de Bayou and paid $17 even. Nice price for those two together. By the way, nobody hit this pick six yesterday at Aqueduct. Five out of six paid $575.50. So you got a pick six carryover today at Aqueduct, no matter what the weather is like. All right, Santa Anita. Yesterday, first race winner, Flavian Pratt, Richard Baltus got together with the favorite at 340. And then you had Steve Knapp, who had a couple of winners yesterday. His first winner came in the third race, Stellar Cap with Tiago Piera at 420. Then he came back in the seventh race with Bartholdi and Tyler Bays that paid 440, beating John Lindo's pick in that race. That horse, John's horse, finished second. Hector Barrios. We keep saying how Hector Barrios, what kind of a rider is this guy on the grass course? He is so superior on the grass course that you just cannot leave him out. He knows how to negotiate the grass course like in the old days with Fernando Toro in Southern California. He had an absolute unbelievable ride in winning the fourth race on Spearfish on the grass for Dan Blacker, paying $7.20. Get a chance, look at that replay. It really was something else. Mike Pipey finished first and second in the fifth race. The GM got the job done for him, beating his stablemate Uncle Chili, Juan Hernandez aboard, $10 even there. And in the Joe Hernandez Stakes yesterday, one of the two stakes races yesterday, Motorius got up in the final jump by a nose under Antonio Freisou for Phil D'Amato, paying $3.80. Sumter almost got the job done, but didn't. He ran second. Irito finished third in that race. And then in the other stakes race of the day, the Blue Norther, winner there was Casalou. Casalou goes wire to wire under Kasuchi Kimura for Bob Baffert, paying $13 even, outrunning Schilflide and Supa Speed, who finished third in that race. Pick six, $7,734.80 yesterday at Santa Anita. And as we said, Oaklawn Park was canceled yesterday after the first race. Oaklawn Park canceled after the first. Looking ahead to next week now, I want to just quickly take a look ahead to next week. Now, on January 1st, on Wednesday, January 1st, we'll have 10 racetracks going, including Aqueduct and Santa Anita, that don't run on Wednesday, but they will be running on New Year's Day, Wednesday. Santa Anita will not run the next day on Thursday, so that'll only have 9 tracks on the menu, and then we'll kick in with the weekend with Friday and Saturday. Friday has 11 tracks, and Saturday has 10 tracks as we begin the new year here and at the racetracks around the country. All right, you got everything you need to know about yesterday. By the way, I did not mention, but I'm going to mention right now, that we hit the Scirocco play. Yeah. In the last race at Santa Anita, Rich Ain gave us the winner. C Singer, paid $11.40 to win. Jonathan Hardoon's pick, Paxa Wallop, finished second after setting the pace all the way. He just got nailed by C Singer. So that exacta box, that dollar exacta, the Scirocco play paid $23.60, 23 to 1 on the Scirocco play yesterday. All right, enough said there. Now it's time to get to work for today on our last day of 2024. Jonathan Ardoon's with us, John Leno, Rich Ang, and Jerry Jackowitz. You know the deal. And your racing menu, that all comes up next, so don't go away. We'll be right back. Get starting chatting. Come on, chat on the chat room there at the YouTube. Just go to YouTube, South Point Studios, Race Day of Las Vegas, hit submit, and hit subscribe, I should say. When you hit subscribe, it is free. If you haven't subscribed, you need to get in the chat room. Simple. Subscribe. Start chatting. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes 2 XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas. Right now here in Las Vegas, it's a little bit colder in the morning than it has been for the last few days. Right now it's 39 degrees outside. We're going to get up to 67. If you're planning to come up here for the weekend, for the New Year's, I should say, I guess it's like a weekend, certainly. You're planning on being outdoors to watch all the fireworks display at midnight, take a coat and maybe even gloves if you get chilly real quick, because it's going to be in the 30s. Right around, I would say, midnight on New Year's Eve. And the weather is going to be in the high 30s to low 40s overnight, and in the low 60s, high 50s to the mid 60s in the daytime. That's what we got scheduled here weather-wise for the next couple of days. As far as the weather around the country, along with all that precipitation and action that's going on, Miami 77, but it looks like there's going to be rain there. New York is 58 degrees. Los Angeles is going to get up to 63. So actually, they're going to be cooler than we will. Wow. All right. So there you are. Phoenix, Arizona, 75. Chicago, 47 and raining. And all that yucky stuff going through Midwest to the East. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook. Simulcast centers racetracks around the country. Reminding you, first post times are Pacific. That's where we're at. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it, so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? First post times are Pacific. We begin with Aqueduct, the big A in New York. I guess it's going to be wet there, that's for sure. Aqueduct has 9 races. Their stakes race today is the Queens County. It's the 8th race on the card at a mile and 1/8 for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 11 before any scratches, and we'll check and see if we got the scratches yet. We do, and in that 8th race, ooh, my goodness. Well, here's the deal. It's sloppy. The track is sloppy. 53 at post time and cloudy. And the Queens County in that eighth race scratched the following: the 1 Mass Mac, the 5 Quality Chick, the 6 Repo Rocks, the 9 Film Star, and the 10 Surface to Air. You have 5 scratched out of the 11 horse field in the Queens County at a mile and 1/8. That's on the main track, but sloppy, okay? 9 races today at Aqueduct and a first post time of 9:10. Remember, they got that pick 6 carryover, $25,915.95. $25,915, almost $916. That's the carryover in the pick 6 at Aqueduct. It is a mandatory payoff because they will not run until next year, and because of tax purposes, it's got to be given away today. So remember that. Mandatory payoff on that pick 6 with a carryover, $25,916. First post time Aqueduct is at 9:10. Next comes Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a super high 5 carryover of $12,578. They got a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $133,026. First post time at Gulfstream today for 10 races, set at 9:20. Feature race is the Key West Handicap. That's the 9th on the card. And the favorite in that race at 9-5 is Sand and Sea. First post time Gulfstream is at 9:20. 9:20 Gulfstream. All right, Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $2,250. 9 races. First post time is 9:25. Then we go to Tampa Bay Downs. They have 8 races today. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover, $1,116. First post time at Tampa Bay for 8 races, 9:45. Next comes Oaklawn Park. They have not canceled today at Oaklawn. As of yet, they have 10 races scheduled. The feature race is the Year's End Stakes at a mile for 2-year-old fillies. That's the 9th on the card. The favorite in there at 5-2 is Glee, with Mr. Elliott aboard. A first post time for their 10 races, if they go, is at 10:30 at Oaklawn. 10:30 at Oaklawn today. And then we go to Fairgrounds. The Fairgrounds, New Orleans. Boy, it's a mess down there. They have a regular pick 6 carryover of $1,547. They got 8 races, a couple of futurities. The futurity for the 2-year-olds at 6 furlongs is the 6th race. Smokin' Wicked is the 3-5 favorite there. And the futurity for the fillies at 6 furlongs is the 8th race. 2-5 favorite there is Secret Faith. Florent Garou aboard. $200,000 futurities today. First post time is 10:45 at Fairgrounds. 10:45 there. Santa Anita, first post time. Bouncing Ball, first post time. Today it's 12 noon. 12 noon, first post at Santa Anita. 9 races today there. And their stakes race is the Eddie Logan at a mile on the turf for 2-year-olds. A 7th race on the card. 8 go to the post in this one. 5-2 favorite is Artislas with Flavian Pratt. First post time, Santa Anita, 12 high noon. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos has a first post time today of 5 p.m. 8 races, 1 thoroughbred, 4 mixed breed, 3 quarter horses. Again, 5 p.m. tonight at Los Alamitos. That is the menu for this final Sunday of 2024. Now we go out to Mr. Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, we're going to call you the handicapping giant killer this weekend.
This weekend. Let's see how long it lasts for.
That's okay. You did a yeoman's job. Nice win yesterday by Mufasa. A solid win, too.
Yeah, we had that one, you know, pegged right, Ralph. You know, sometimes besides handicapping horses, you have to handicap intentions of other trainers in the race. And you knew that they were pointing towards the Pegasus on January 25th. So Wide Barrio was not going to be squeezed to the max. And you have to take advantage of those situations.
But you know what? This horse came out of the starting gate flat. I mean, that was even noted by the track announcer. He just looked.
Yeah, that's not his running style, sitting dead last, and then he had to weave it. He was in trouble the whole way. If you bet Wide Barrio, there was at no point did you think he was going to win the race.
Yeah,
it was. I don't think.
It was a flat performance, and I'm sure that's not the way he wanted to go into the Pegasus. But Safi Joseph Jr. will get him squared away in the morning.
Don't worry about him.
Yeah, he'll get him squared away in the morning workouts, that's for sure. Well, Jonathan, you had a real productive weekend for the race day listeners. They're all happy. And I know that you guys have been doing great work for the whole year. So I want to thank you on behalf of all of our listeners for the jobs that you guys do. That's for sure. And what do we got going today?
Well, we have three selections we're going to give out on the radio today. By the way, New York, the weather is certainly mild today. It's in the 50s. The problem is the damage was already done, Ralph. It finally stopped raining this morning, but the track is sloppy. Card is basically decimated by scratches, but I like the seventh race today. 11 originally entered, 3 late scratches. The 1, 5, and 6 are out, so leaves a field of 8. And I like the number 2 horse in here, General Banker, a 4-year-old colt from the Jimmy Ferraro barn. Goes back on Lasix today. Louis Rivera aboard to ride. This horse is like a duck. He loves water, loves moisture in the track. 5-1 on the morning line. I like number 2, General Banker, to win today's seventh race out at Aqueduct.
All right. Aqueduct, seventh race. You like the 2 horse, General Banker. Let's bank a win. Generally, for everybody, in the seventh race with the 2, General Banker with Rivera aboard to cap off 2024 at Aqueduct. Where are we going next?
Gulfstream, race 9. This is a 1 1/8 on Tapeta, so rain or no rain makes no difference. They'll be running on Tapeta. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Sun B, a 4-year-old filly from the Grand Motion barn. This is an improving horse. She's getting better with each start. She's run well over Tapeta. George Ruiz aboard to ride. She's listed at 8-1 on the morning line, and you're going to get every bit of it. There are a couple of short-priced horses in there. I like number 5, Sun B, to upset and win today's 9th race out at Gulfstream.
Now, you got Jorge Ruiz that's scheduled to ride this horse. He was the one that was involved in the spill yesterday, though, was he not, right?
Yeah, they said he was okay, but, you know, okay. Hopefully he'll ride today.
If he doesn't, you're not betting the jockey, you're betting the horse. So it doesn't matter who rides him, right? Okay.
Exactly.
In the 9th race, the Key West Handicap winner, we're going to make the winner Sun B, the 5 horse in the 9th race, the feature there at Gulfstream. I'll bet you have a horse at Santa Anita.
I do. 3rd race today, 6.5 furlongs, but this is not down the hillside. It's on the flat. They run some 6.5 furlong races on the grass, you know, using the chute that they built. And I like the number 3 horse in here, Neshoba's Joy, a 5-year-old gelding from the Carla Gaines barn. Juan Hernandez aboard to ride, 6-1 on the morning line. This horse is cutting back in distance. This is a good horse. I think this distance is going to fit this horse, and I like number 3, Neshoba's Joy. Full field of 10 there to win today's 3rd race out at Santa Anita.
You know, that looked like one of the most competitive and certainly one of the most difficult races to handicap on the entire card at Santa Anita. I don't know if it was that to you, but that's a nice selection there, Juan Hernandez aboard. 3rd race, number 3, Neshoba's Joy. Juan Hernandez aboard, the 3 in the 3rd, easy to remember at Santa Anita. And one of our chatters tells us that Gulfstream Park is off the turf today.
Yeah, well, and supposedly they're getting thunder showers down there. So, and anyone that knows Florida knows that that could happen at any time.
Yeah, it can happen like now, right now, and then gone by the time they hit the gate, you know. That's one of the things down there. Okay, full sheets. You have full sheets for Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oaklawn Park, and Santa Anita. 4 full sheets today, Jonathan, at your website.
JonHardOon.com. Ralph, happy, healthy, prosperous New Year to you, all the listeners, and everyone connected to the show and anyone in general. Thank
ditto,
you.
Ditto to you, my man. Happy New Year and a happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year for you, my man. Thanks a lot, and we'll take the rest of the year off. Just don't. We'll give you the rest of the year off, okay?
What a sport. Thank you, Ralph.
All right, you got it. Thanks, John.
Stay safe and be well.
All right. We'll be right back with Rich Eng. He's up next. Don't go away.
No service member who has put on a uniform and served our nation should be without a home and the services they need. I'm Dave Portnoy, and I'm asking for your help. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation promises to eradicate veteran homelessness across the country so that no service member who has served our nation will be without a home and the services they need. That's why I'm asking you to contribute $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
Here we are in Houston.
opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, let's go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, now, when we talked yesterday, you gave out the Los Angeles Chargers. At the time you gave it out, it was 4.5-point favorite. It went up to 6 points, and then I think it flashed up to 6.5 for a little bit, and then it went back down. But nevertheless, you were vacillating over whether to also suggest taking them at -6, and it didn't matter, man. They just blew everybody away yesterday, so Chargers won easy yesterday. You weren't vacillating about the horse you gave us at Santa Anita, and that gave us the Sirocco play yesterday, so good job done yesterday, my man.
Yeah, it's nice to come on the show and give out a horse winner and give out a sports winner. It kind of makes me feel good that I'm able to help some of the folks out there, maybe cash a couple tickets, make a few dollars, and that's what we try to do, Ralph, myself, and John, Jonathan, Jerry. We work hard, and we bet what we put out, and it's nice when it comes to fruition.
You're darn right, and along with helping all of the listeners and watchers out there, you helped yours truly as well, too, because the Sirocco play got there. In any case, we get into the last 2 weeks of football, and sometimes you have to figure out what means what to the, you know, the games that are left as far as the teams that are playing. And some of the games, you know, were really pathetic this week as far as, you know, what those teams really should be. And so this is a tricky Sunday of football, isn't it?
It is the last 2 weeks. You know, you hear a term in professional sports about teams, what they call tanking, T-A-N-K-I-N-G, to try to get better draft picks for the offseason. But in reality, Ralph, professional athletes never tank because they're playing for their professional lives. You know, their games are on film, whether it's baseball, whether it's football, basketball, hockey. And if you lollygag out there and don't give your best effort, well, it shows up on film. And then maybe if you're a free agent, the next team's not going to want you. They want players who are going to play hard, even when everything is against you. So in reality, teams don't tank. But, you know, as we saw last week, for example, with the Raiders, the game I went to, the Raiders did not tank, and it's probably going to come back to bite them in the butt because, you know, they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. They had the second pick on the draft locked up. Now they go down to the sixth pick. If they win again this week, which they could, you know, they might drop down to 12 or 13 in the draft. So every win actually hurts their chances moving forward. You know, as far as a game I'm going to look at for today, Ralph, it's a game that the team has the number one pick in the draft, the New York Giants. They are the worst team in the National Football League, and they are a 7.5-point underdog at home against the Colts. The Colts absolutely need to win this game, Ralph, because if anyone saw the end, an incredible end of the Cincinnati Bengals-Denver game last night, that poor kid for Cincinnati, they sent him off for a 30-yard chip shot field goal to win the game in overtime, 2 minutes left in the game, and he hits the upright and misses. And Denver only needed a tie in overtime to clinch a playoff spot. So they were playing to try to get one first down and run the clock out and tie the game. They couldn't get a first down, so they had to punt the ball back to the Bengals. Joe Burrow said, well, I'm not going to screw around with a field goal this time. Took him right down to the end zone, threw a touchdown to Higgins. Bengals win. But that game affected a lot of other teams that are still in the playoff hunt, and one of them is the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts need to win this game to stay in the playoff hunt, and they're a 7.5-point favorite. I do like the Colts. I know Anthony Richardson is out. They're a quarterback. But I tell you what, you know, Joe Flacco is a veteran who's played in a lot of big football games, Ralph. Think about the Colts, if people have watched them lately. They decided to try to pass as little as possible. They've been running the football about 60, 65% of the time. With Richardson out, that does take away one of the major carriers of the football. But the thing about Flacco is instead of a 40% quarterback, he is about a 60% quarterback. So I think his additional completions will help the team, you know, maintain possession of the ball and matriculate down the field. I'm going to take the Colts minus 7.5, although I bought the half, so I have minus 7 in my pocket. That knocks him down to minus 125 on the odds there. Mm-hmm. But I like the Colts in a must-win over the Giants.
All right. Big explanation there as far as the NFL is concerned. And one more thing that we don't consider, but certainly their accountants and their agents do, and there's a lot of performance clauses, bonus performances in the contracts of these players. And so a guy might be sitting on, you know, to get an X amount of touchdowns, et cetera. He gets a bonus, et cetera. So you got, and these are things that we're not a privy to, but these are other things that sometimes come into play as well. All right, let's get a pick for today. Let's try another selection here.
Race 7 at Santa Anita is the Eddie Logan. It's a mile on the turf, and this is more of a horse for rather a short price than a long face. I'm going to go with the 6, Artist Laz, 5-2 in the morning line. Flavion Pratt takes over, and Flavion Pratt gave my horse yesterday an unbelievable ride to win by about an inch over Jonathan Hardoon's horse in the Scirocco play in the finale. So, great rider. But Artist Laz, last time out, if anyone watches saw that stakes, this horse lost all chance at the start, ended up being last in a 14-horse field, was buried, and still managed to only lose by 3 lanes. So I'm thinking with a decent start and a decent racing luck, the 6, Artist Laz, will win the 7th race.
And he might hold the prey. He might not be odds on because you have horses like Sabretooth. Remember, this is a stakes race. Sabretooth, you got FOMO Joe, and Precision in the race as well that will take some play. But in the 7th race, the Eddie Logan, you like number 6, Artist Laz. Number 6, Artist Laz, with Flavie and Pratt aboard your pick. Remember, Richie's got a full sheet for Santa Anita right now, handicapping sheet for today's racing in Santa Anita at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Want to wish you and, of course, your family and certainly Sandy a happy new year. Stay safe, stay healthy, be well. And as I told Jonathan, take the rest of the year off.
Yeah, I will. And the same, Ralph, with you and all your friends and family, happy new year. And all the listeners out there, we really appreciate you guys tuning in all year. Riding with us on the ups and downs. Betting, gambling on sports and horses is not a straight line. It's a roller coaster, so it goes up and down.
It
but
sure
thanks for
is.
Sticking with us.
It sure is, that's for sure. And sometimes a merry-go-round as well. Hey, thanks a lot, my man. We'll talk to you next year on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Ron. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We're going to wrap it up with John Lindo and Jerry J. Do not go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor.
You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to John Lendo, standing by SoCal. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Final race day show of 2024. And your record with the Lendo Report on the race day picks have been outstanding, my man.
Well, we'll show a flatbed profit this year on the radio show, which is what we're trying to do. So happy to do that, and we'll try and get a little stronger next year.
And, of course, all those stats available right now on the Lendo Report for today. The Lendo Report covering all the races at Santa Anita today, plus, of course, as you suggested, late pick four, and, of course, that coast-to-coast pick five at Gulfstream Park. It's all on one comprehensive sheet, the Lendo Report, available right now in only one place in this gaming capital. It's right here at the South Point, free of charge in our sport race book, because they love horse players here, simply put. And your exact stats of the race day stuff is, I believe, on the Lendo Report today.
Yeah, and we need to wish a happy birthday today, Ralph. We were talking about Lafitte Penkai. He turns 78 years young today, so happy birthday to Lafitte.
You better believe it, man. He's an icon in the business. And happy birthday, Lafitte. All right. Well, let's. I guess it's time to get started with some picks. John, today at Santa Anita. By the way, I wanted to find out what's the schedule on next week real quick.
Well, obviously, we'll do Santa Anita New Year's Day. They are dark on Thursday, so we'll come back Friday, Saturday, Sunday with Santa Anita and the Coast to Coast Pick 5 on the weekend. Not sure yet about Thursday. I want to take a look at the cards and the weather, and if I come up with something that I can get done for that, I'll let you guys know on New Year's Day what we're doing Thursday.
All right, and now we'll get started with something for today.
Okay, the Santa Anita card has a lot of strong favorites today. This has a chance to chalk out, but race number three is absolutely wide open. I think that's where there's going to be some value. Let's take a shot. Number six, 49er Gold, coming off a layoff. He's fresh. And he's the speed of a race that, even though it's a turf sprint, there isn't a whole lot of speed in here. I think he'll clear this field early. Abel Lascano, a name you don't see running too often, but he does win, and he wins for the Sadler Stable. 4-1 on the morning line. Let's see 49er Gold on the lead, race number three, Santa Anita.
As I was talking earlier today with Jonathan Ardoon, who came up with a horse in this race as well, I thought out of the nine races today at Santa Anita, This was the toughest race to handicap as far as looking for a clear-cut favorite that you can put, hang a hook on, because it is wide open and competitive. So we got to look for a price in this race, and you have as well. In the third race, you like number six, 49er Gold, with the Lascano aboard. By the way, I don't know if he's related, but he's Jose Lascano, of course, Lascano on the East Coast. But in any case, the 649er Gold is your play in the third race of Santa Anita. And right off a successful Sirocco play yesterday, we have another one today with you and Jonathan. Jonathan came early with the three horse. You like the six. So the Sirocco play is the 3663 exacta box in what I believe to be the most difficult handicapping race on the card. So in the third race, you like the six. And of course, again, the Lendo Report available right now here at the South Point for all the races today at our race book here, free of charge and complimentary. John, I want to thank you so much for all of your great work on the Race Day Show and certainly on the Lendo Reports here at the South Point in the race book. It is very unique to be here in this race book only in the entire gaming capital of the world. This is the only place you can get it and free of charge. But you guys, you have done a great job along with all of the other handicappers. We want to thank you so much, and we want to wish you and your family a very happy, safe, and healthy new year. And as I say to all my handicappers, after this year of handicapping on the Race Day Show, for next year, one wish, let's keep the mojo going.
We're definitely going to try to do that. Happy New Year to you and yours, Ralph, and all the listeners out there. And thanks for, you know, paying attention. We appreciate it. And thanks to the South Point for caring enough about horse players to put these things on.
You better believe it. And I got to tell you one thing. We'd love to have you in studio here more often next year. How about that? Make that a resolution.
Well, we'll work. Maybe we'll show up next weekend. We'll see what happens.
All right. You got it, my man. Thanks a lot, and Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year to you, Ralph.
Let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by to wrap this show. Matt, Jerry, you are the last one this year for us. Good morning.
I don't know. Is that a good thing? Or...
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a good thing.
I'm happy to be. I'm happy to be anything.
In any case, I want to wish you and Bobby and your family a very happy New Year as well, safe, sane as it can be, and a healthy one as well. And along with all of our other handicappers, you do a great job with the Power Pages. You have educated a lot of people on differences on how to approach handicapping and betting. The betting is as important as picking the winner. The gambling on it is as well. And you've done a great job in doing that for us. We really appreciate it. And I know the listeners and watchers do, too.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And, of course, Happy New Year to everybody. We should have a lot of winners next year.
How about a couple of winners today? Let's start it off. Let's end the year on a high note, huh?
Okie doke. Let's go to Aqueduct's fifth race. Number six, Gaga's Hampson. Not sure what that's a play on. But anyway, Eddie Barker's the trainer. Really just a nice-looking filly. She's raced four times, improved every time she's raced, and kind of just want to stay with her. She's 5-2, which is a little bit of a thin price, but I think in a small field, it's okay down to maybe 8-5 or something like that. I'll take the 6 over the 137, reverse 137 over the 6 for small, and here's where a little value might be, a little on a 6776.
All right, so we're going to take the Sixers. By the way, no late scratches as of yet in that fifth race. They all go. In the fifth race, a maiden claimer for two-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs. The final race, the anchor race, and the early pick 4 and early pick 5. You like the 6. Gaga's Handsome, the 6, with Dylan Davis aboard, linking up with the 1, 3, and 7 and reverse. And then what's the extra little twist here?
6776.
All right, 6776. Is another pop there, but the 6 is the key in the 5th at Aqueduct. By the way, we're going to Santa Anita, but Santa Anita yesterday, no harm, no foul, because your pick on the show got scratched.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. It's part of the game, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to twiddle your fingers and what happened.
Well, they don't. There's an old saying in racing, they don't scratch winners, so maybe it was good that happened. Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel like I got one. Just as a comment, I mean, I love the Showbiz Joy and 49ers goal in the third race, but I have several other. I got two more V's and a Star Horse this.
All right, let me promote the Power Page this way. You know, folks, that we always talk about the symbols that he has: pop out keys, stars, V's, feature plays. Well, in this particular third race on the sheet today, he has 2 stars. 2 V's and a pop-out key. So if you've never tried the Power Pages, maybe today is the day you do it for the third race, at least for the third race today at Santa Anita. All right. Mr. Jackowitz, what are we doing?
Okay, pretty good. I'll leave it at that. Let's go to the fifth race. I have a star on Rascality, the 8 horse, and the star has nothing to do with the jockey or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, we actually get a pretty good jockey switch from Kyle Frey, who's not bad, to Flavian Pratt, who's
great,
one of the 5 great jockeys of our time.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Okay.
And I just love this horse coming off a layoff. I think she's faster than these and will grow from the time she came off till now.
Uh-huh.
So I'll take the 8 horse at 4-1.
Okay.
Play the 8. Actually, I should say filly. The 8 over the 1, 2, 3. Small reverse is 1, 2, 3 over the 8. But the 8... that's going to be our feature play, and at 4-1 is definitely a pop-out key to me.
All right, fifth race, anchor race in the early pick 5 and early pick 4 at Santa Anita. You like the 8, Rascality, with Flavian Pratt aboard. Enough said there. The 8 over 1, 2, 3, and reverse. The 8's the key in the 5th. Power Pages for all of Santa Anita, all Aqueduct today at jerryjspowerpage.com. I just want to pass along again a very happy new year to all of you out there. We really appreciate you. We wish you all the best. And I got to tell you, I'm so proud of this team here at the Race Day Show, not only the handicappers, but of course the chatters, the viewers, the listeners, and the staff behind the scenes here that make it all happen. And we want to wish everybody a very happy, safe, and healthy new year out there. And we'll be back on Wednesday, January 1st, to start out 2025, hopefully as successful at least, and maybe better in 2025 for our listeners and our viewers. In the meantime, on behalf of everybody here at the Race Day, we'll see you next year, which of course is Wednesday. Say it, Jerry.
Great Race Day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.